Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a pleasant evening across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying clear skies, while Jerusalem has a cool breeze. A perfect evening for a walk as the sun sets. Here are today's headlines. First, the clock is ticking. Lebanon will demand a ceasefire from Israel and Washington, despite Hezbollah's anger. This is reported by Mariv earlier this hour. Also, Lebanon plans to press Israel on a ceasefire at Washington talks as the truce deadline nears. Ynet reported this 2 hours ago. Also this hour, Iran has seized a vessel in the Strait of Hormuz. This comes from JNS just 34 minutes ago. Separately, the U.S. Energy Secretary warns that Iran is frighteningly close to developing a nuclear weapon. This was reported by I-24 News 2 hours ago. And finally, a controversial claim against Israel involving trained dogs has gone mainstream. Forward covered this story from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Ruth Marks Eglash, a journalist, joined a podcast to discuss the comprehensive report on Hamas's sexual crimes and the controversy around a New York Times op-ed. She shared this just minutes ago. Raylan Givens, known as Jewish Warrior 13, wrote that Prime Minister Netanyahu and Israel's foreign minister instructed the government legal team to sue the New York Times over allegations of sexual abuse. This was posted 19 minutes ago. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a political commentator, shared his concerns over the decline of Christian populations in the Middle East. He posted this 23 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Lebanon's demand for a ceasefire from Israel and Washington. Lebanese representatives are pushing for a halt in hostilities, despite opposition from Hezbollah. Mariv reports that these talks are crucial, as both sides remain firm on their demands. The outcome could significantly influence regional peace efforts. Turning to the Strait of Hormuz incident, armed men boarded a commercial ship near the UAE port of Fujairah. JNS indicates the vessel is being steered towards Iran. The action heightens tensions in a region critical for global oil transport. This could lead to increased naval patrols and impact shipping routes. Meanwhile, the U.S. Energy Secretary's warning about Iran's nuclear capabilities adds to the urgency of diplomatic efforts. I-24 News notes this warning comes as international negotiations continue. The situation raises concerns about a potential nuclear arms race in the Middle East. On the economic front, first, Akamai has acquired Israeli browser security company LayerX. As reported by Globes, this marks Akamai's fourth cybersecurity acquisition in Tel Aviv in 5 years. Separately, Dr. Maria Blecher, co-founder of Serendipity Impact VC, emphasizes the impact of mental health on society. Katek reports her call for Israeli deep tech solutions to address this global issue. And finally, Quantum Machines, an Israeli company, has acquired Kew Harbor and opened a new office in Delft, Netherlands. Ynet Business highlights this move as part of their expansion into European markets. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.